Hello and welcome. This file is called the switch, and it gives you a trigger that completely turns off your sex drive, all your sexual desires, and even the ability to be aroused by any thoughts, stories, ideas, or even physical stimulation. Now, if this is something you like to do, you should be wearing either a length of string or a bracelet around your wrist, because this string or bracelet will become your trigger. And if you're not wearing one right now, this file will have no effect on you whatsoever. If you're doing it and if you're ready, make sure that you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file. Get yourself into a nice and comfortable position where you can easily let go and relax. Lay back, close your eyes. Take a deep breath in and let it out. Focus on my voice, relax, and let's begin. And now just close your eyes and listen to me and relax. Maybe remembering the last time you were in a deep trance. Maybe thinking about the different kinds of inductions you experienced so far, how it feels. Maybe just a relaxation induction, progressive relaxation, being talked down into trance. Maybe something different, maybe non-verbal, purely kinesthetic inductions, maybe instant inductions. Maybe you experience something like my leash induction, which uses not relaxation, but the desire to submit as a focus point. And in the end, when you think about it, it doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter what words are used, what imagery is used. It doesn't matter what gestures or triggers are used. Only one thing matters in the end, the intention. And that's what this is all about the intention to go into trance. My intention to put you into a deep trance, and your intention to just let go, to drop, to fall, to enjoy this wonderful sensation of deep trance. That's what it's all about. Everything else, every induction, every instant induction, every trigger, is just a metaphor. A metaphor by which we communicate and agree upon this change of state. By doing an induction, I tell you that I want you to go into a deep trance. And I tell you that it's okay to go into a deep trance. That I'm here, that I'm willing to guide you, that I want to guide you into a deep trance and allow you this amazing experience to just let go of all your stresses and cares and just drop down into a deep trance, allowing yourself to sleep. That's right, just dropping down so deep, so relaxed, because you know I offer you to drop. I tell you I'm here for you, so that you can drop, so that you can completely let go. And then it's just up to you to do it, to let go. If that is what you like to experience, you can just drop into trance. And now that you know the real secret behind trance, you don't even just drop when I tell you to drop, but you can drop any time. You can just sleep. At any time, you can allow yourself to fall deeper, because you know I'm doing an induction. I'm allowing you to fall. I tell you that I'm here for you, so that you can sleep so deep, so relaxed, so wonderfully, just letting go and drop. That's right. Any time you want, you can accept my invitation to go into a deep trance, just letting go. Falling down deeper and deeper, experiencing new depths of trance, just allowing yourself to fall deeper and deeper, just sleep, just drop, falling down, spiraling down, allowing my words to sink you down deeper into trance so easily, so quickly, faster and deeper every time you're listening to this little induction, so you go into trance even faster, even quicker, even deeper, so you just let go,
And now I'm going to count down from 5 to 0, allowing you to go even deeper, inviting you to drop with every number. 5, falling down deeper and deeper. 4, sinking, floating, drifting. 3, so heavy, so warm, so deep. 2, dropping and falling. 1, and 0, sleep. 0, sleep. Just letting go, so deep, so relaxed, so comfortable, in a deep trance. And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep and peaceful trance, focused only on my voice, and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say, now it's time to dive into a little fantasy and to immerse you even deeper. That's right. Now, while we dive into this little fantasy, I want you to always be safe. And if at any time, for any reason, this fantasy becomes too much for you or becomes negative for you, you will instantly and automatically wake back up completely and fully, knowing that it was just a little fantasy. Knowing that you're absolutely safe. That's right. Should this become in any way too much or negative for you, you will instantly and automatically wake fully back up, be fully awake, refreshed, feeling wonderful, and knowing it was just a little hypnotic fantasy, and you are safe. And because you know that you will always be safe, it will be very easy for you to immerse yourself deeply in this fantasy, deeply experiencing it, living it, being in it, just like a dream, where as long as you're in the dream feels absolutely real for you. And you might find that you immerse yourself as deep in this fantasy, that you start to experience it as real. And in this little fantasy today, you are taking part in a little experiment, an experiment in which you are going to be completely isolated. That's right. And you're here with me right now, ready to dive into the experiment. And as I explain what's going on, you realize that you're already deeply in the experiment, because you had to go through multiple security checks on your way into this highly secured research facility. And that's already creating the first layers of isolation from the world outside. And once you were in, once you met me, I led you through a secret door into an elevator that led us down, 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 deep into the earth, into a bunker, deep down, far beneath the earth. That's right. And in this bunker, you're even more isolated from the world around you, even further away. And now I'm showing you the isolation tank. The isolation tank you are going to occupy for this experiment. That's right. Though it doesn't really look like a tank, more like a safe, turned on its back. It has 2-meter-thick steel walls, and is filled by a liquid, though it's actually 2 liquids of different density that are not mixing. And once you are in this tank, you will float on the layer between the liquids, floating weightlessly. That's right. And you look down into the tank, and you imagine how dark, how quiet it's going to be once the massive door is closed, is lowered on top of the tank. And it's almost time for you to dive into the tank. But before you do, you sit down on a chair, and I put a mask over your head. Completely takes your vision away, but it supplies you with highly purified air, so that there isn't a single scent in the air you breathe. We want to isolate you from any external stimuli. and then measure your reaction. And you can feel how I put all the electrodes on your head, around your body, and with your vision already gone, you can feel how your sense of touch is growing stronger and stronger, how perfectly you feel as I apply all the little senses, and then you feel as I put a needle into your arm and fix a tube to your arm. And then I help you up and guide you to the tank, and you sit down on the rim of the tank, hesitating for a moment before you let yourself slide into the tank. And you can feel yourself sinking a little bit before you stop, before you hover there weightlessly in darkness, in silence. There's no light, there's no sense of touch as you hover weightlessly, and there's no temperature because the liquid is perfectly temperature neutral, the same temperature than your skin, and you just float there weightlessly. And then you hear a slight rumble as the door closes, as a multiple ton lid is placed over the tank, and you are completely sealed in this tank, in darkness, in silence, without any stimuli, in a hidden secret bunker, in this hidden highly secured research facility, completely isolated from the world. You know you are safe right now in this tank. You are probably the safest person in the world. And yet you are alone. You are isolated. Alone with your thoughts. And you know what isolation does. How it slowly dissolves any sense of your body, any sense of yourself. How your mind will grow quiet, how you will lose yourself in the lack of stimuli, how you will lose yourself in this void. You feel a pressure in your arm as some drugs are pumped into you, a light muscle relaxant makes all your muscles go even more limp, makes you feel even more comfortable as you float zero G, as you float in this tank. The darkness, the silence is all around you. You feel your body growing so warm and heavy as your muscles relax. You feel your mind growing quieter by the second. You can slowly feel how you lose all sense of time. How long are you in here? Just a few seconds? Minutes? Maybe an hour already? Your mind is growing so quiet. Your thoughts are fading away. Fading away in this void, in this nothingness. You feel that you're losing awareness of your body. It's as if your body is slowly fading away, is losing itself in the darkness around it, and without any light, without the ability to see, it's hard to say where your body ends and the darkness begins, or the darkness begins and your body ends. It's as if your body is fading away from your mind, derived of even a single stimulus of anything that can remind you that you even have a body. And you feel your body fading away from your perception as you float into a state where there's only your mind only your thoughts. But even your thoughts are growing more and more quiet as you lose yourself. All time is gone. Were you in here for minutes, hours, days even? There's no way to know. There's no way to measure time, as the concept of time itself is growing softer and softer in your mind. As your whole mind is growing softer, your awareness, your sense of self is slowly fading into the darkness too. As your thoughts are growing more and more quiet, and it's almost as if the darkness, as if the lack of any stimuli, is slowly fading into yourself, or maybe yourself, the edges of your identity are bleeding into the darkness as it slowly fades away from your mind, as you slowly lose yourself in the void, as your last thoughts are fading away. Your mind is growing so quiet, you lose yourself in the void, in the nothingness, in the darkness, in the silence, in the complete lack of any stimuli, just losing yourself. And you can feel how your mind, how your sense of self is growing quiet too, how your awareness is bleeding into the darkness, into the silence, it's fading away into the nothingness, into the void. And all that you feel is a deep sense of safety, of peace, of calmness that is filling this empty void in your mind. You feel so peaceful, so calm. You feel good in your quiet and completely empty mind, just feeling good, just feeling wonderful. And you don't know how long you float in this state, completely lost in nothingness, in this deep state, before you hear my voice coming to you through speakers in your mask, resonating in your empty mind, overwhelming your empty mind, controlling your empty mind. Now you're ready. Now your mind is completely open, ready for programming. Your empty mind will soak up all my suggestions as I program you, and you will feel how all my suggestions sink deep into your empty mind, and they will control you completely once you're back out of the tank.
And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep and peaceful trance, focused only on my voice and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say, now it's time to give you a new trigger. A trigger that can completely switch off your entire sexuality. And while you're listening to this file right now, you should be wearing either a length of string or a bracelet around your wrist. And this length of string or bracelet will become your trigger. And whenever you're wearing it in the future, your sexuality, all your sexual desires, will be completely switched off. That's right. Now, if you're not wearing a string right now, you will find that this file will have no effect on you whatsoever. And now it's time to install the trigger. We are going to start with the physical aspect of pleasure and of lust, because you will find that from now on, whenever you are wearing this trigger, physical stimulation
that would usually arouse you will do nothing for you.
That's right.
And maybe you know how a dentist uses hypnosis to change the perception of sensations. It's possible because the nerves in our skin only transmit data. They don't differentiate between something painful or something pleasurable. It's just data for them. And only your subconscious mind interprets the data and attaches emotions to them, telling you if it's painful, if it's pleasurable, if it's something really nice. And it's very easy to change that mechanism with hypnosis. It's the same thing the dentist does. All they do is tell your subconscious mind to stop processing the data from your mouth and thereby switching off the nerves. Now, we could make all your erogenous zones completely numb, but that would be boring. We are going a step further. We are changing the way it's interpreted, so you will still feel every single touch. We just make it so that being touched, even at your sex, will never again be the least bit arousing to you whenever you are wearing your trigger. That's right. We are changing your perception. From now on, whenever you are wearing the trigger, your subconscious mind knows that it will stop to see any stimulation as arousing or sexual. That's right. Touching your sex will just be like, say, touching the palm of your hand. You will feel the stimuli. You know you're being touched or you touch yourself, but you will never experience any sexual arousal when you are wearing your trigger. That's right. Just imagine it. Just imagine you were to rub the palm of your hand and you could do it for hours without creating any arousal. Now the same thing is going to happen when you try to stimulate yourself. No matter what you do, if you rub your sex, if you stroke your nipples, if you run your hands over all your erogenous zones, whenever you are wearing the trigger, it will be completely impossible to receive any arousal from any kind of physical stimulation on your entire body. It's almost as if you don't have any erogenous zones. Your entire body can feel the touch, but nothing you can do will create the slightest bit of arousal. Nothing that someone else can do will create the slightest bit of arousal. Even if the most beautiful person in the world were to go down on you and put all the effort into it, it would simply do nothing for you, because your subconscious mind knows that whenever you are wearing the trigger, those parts of your perception are simply turned off. Of course, we won't stop here. Now we turned off your physical arousal. Now it's time to do the same changes for your mind. That's right, because whenever you wear the trigger, you will find that it's impossible to become aroused. It's almost as if the string or bracelet around your wrist is draining away all the lust from your body. It's draining away all the arousal, completely sucking it away, leaving you completely unaroused. And yet, there's much more, because beyond this draining effect, feeling the trigger sucking all the arousal and all the lust out of your body and mind, you will also find that your mind is blocked in the same way your body is blocked. That's right. You will find that even ideas, thoughts, fantasies, and stories that normally arouse you to no end will never have any effect on you when you are wearing the trigger. That's right. When you are wearing the trigger, it will just be like you reading the most boring and unsexual manual, even if it's the hottest story you know. Nothing will have an arousing effect on you. It's just the way it is when you are wearing your string. You can try whatever you want to arouse you, but nothing will arouse you when you are wearing the trigger. Your mind is blocked. The arousal in your mind is completely blocked, and you can try whatever you want. It will simply be completely impossible to find any thought, any idea, any story, any image, any video, anything that is able to arouse you. And that's the way it's going to be from now on whenever you are wearing the trigger. Because this trigger
switches off your sexuality completely and totally. And we are still not done yet, because you will also find that whenever you try to think about anything sexual, be it thinking about having sex, be it thinking about masturbating, be it thinking about watching porn or stimulating yourself in any other way, whenever you try to think anything sexual, you will have a strong sensation of wrongness. That's right. It will just feel completely wrong, and you will know that you have to stop thinking about it. There's nothing you can do. This feeling of wrongness will just grow stronger and stronger the longer you try to think about it, and it will force your mind off these thoughts. The longer you try to think about any sexual thoughts, the more wrong they will feel whenever you are wearing your trigger. It's just impossible to think about anything sexual, and whenever you try, this deep sense of wrongness will force your thoughts to turn to something non-sexual. And I'm sure you know what I mean with the sensation of wrongness. Just a deep feeling that what you are doing is wrong. A deep desire to just stop. Maybe even flavored with a little bit of guilt. Because you know that when you are wearing your string, your sexuality is turned off. And you will even feel a little bit guilty just trying to think about sexual thoughts. And those emotions will always be there for you. They will always protect you from any sexual thoughts, because you know, when you are wearing your string, your sexuality is turned off, completely and totally, and there's nothing you can do about it, except taking off the string. Now, there's one last trigger I'm going to give to you, because you will also find that whenever you are wearing the string, it will feel completely right to be non-sexual. You know that your sexuality has been turned off, and you embrace it, you accept it, you are at peace with it. It will feel completely right and completely normal. As a matter of fact, it will feel so right that after you use this trigger for a while, whenever you are wearing the string, it will be impossible to even imagine a sexual version of you. You know that your sexuality has been turned off, and you will accept it. You will be at peace with it. It will feel so normal that it will even be impossible to fathom that there's another you when you take the trigger off. You will be completely lost in this version of you, your sexuality completely turned off, all your desires are turned off and drained away by the string, all the emotions that force you off any sexual thoughts and any touch or any stimuli that used to arouse you will do nothing for you. It's just the way it is when you wear the string, and it will feel completely normal. Of course, once you take the string off, well, the first thing you will probably experience is surprise. Surprise of the sudden influx of sexuality, of sexual desires. And then all the sexual energy you saved up will come back, and you will be incredibly sexual. Your sex drive will be turned up to 11. Your sensitivity will be turned up to 11, and you will be right back where you were before you wear your trigger. As a matter of fact, you will be even more aroused, and it will be even more intense, until the next time you put on your trigger, and you switch off your sexuality. That's right. Knowing that even while it's switched off, it will grow in the background, and it will be back with a vengeance when you take off the trigger. And now that these suggestions are deeply embedded in your mind, now that you know you can switch off your sexuality by wearing this trigger, now it's time to wake you back up. I'm going to count up from 1 to 10, and when I reach 10, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. Now let's begin. 0, go a little bit deeper. Allow all my suggestions to sink even deeper into your mind, knowing what this trigger is going to do to you from now on. 1, slowly coming back. 2, more and more awake. 3, more and more alert. 4, as you come back further and further. 5, halfway there or so, alert, awake, aware. 6, your muscles build up tension again. 7, pulse, breathing, blood pressure, all your vital signs are normalizing. And 8, take a deep breath in now. and let it out. And wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers, and 9, stretch yourself, enjoy this wonderful relaxed state for just a moment longer. And with the next number, you open your eyes, you'll be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. And 10, wide awake, alert, awake, aware. Welcome back. As usual, I appreciate all kind of feedback, thoughts, suggestions, comments, whatever comes to mind. Feel free to contact me via my site or write feedback for this file. If you enjoy my work and like to support me, check out my Patreon. Thank you for listening and goodbye.